Thanks, Brad. Good morning. The McKinleyville Community Services District has scheduled a special meeting for this morning to discuss what steps the district will take after learning that General Manager Norman Chopay passed away over the weekend. Chopay, who came to the district in 2009 after a career in the State Department of Water Resources, was well-liked and highly praised by both workers and district board members. Eureka City Manager David Tyson retires at the end of December, and last week the City Council was interviewing candidates. David Tyson explains.
And they're interviewing the top candidates this afternoon, or this morning and this afternoon, and we'll go from there. I think they'll probably invite some of them back for their second or third interviews in the coming weeks.
Tyson has been with the city for a decade after years of work for the city of Arcata. Tyson went on to comment about the field of applicants the council is considering.
I'm involved. I've been kind of the logistics chief all day, helping the candidates get in the right spot and meeting with the candidates before they go in to meet with council members. Good crop of people there for the council to choose from.
Tyson would reveal no clues as to whether or not the council was leaning to a particular candidate, and there is one more round of interviewing scheduled before they can make a final decision. St. Joseph's Hospital announced that the planned movement of patients and staff into the new 100,000-square-foot tower facility went more quickly and smoother than planned. Patients were moved beginning at 8 o'clock Sunday morning, and all the patients who were being transferred were in their new rooms by noon, several hours earlier than expected. The $145 million facility, which will host an expanded emergency department, pre-op and post-op care, surgical suites, labs, and other facilities, was necessitated after the state ruled that all hospitals must comply with updated seismic requirements. Local donors contributed more than $12 million to the project, including the largest. It was a $1 million donation provided by an anonymous couple. Investigation continues as the fire has been linked to transient activity, the fire that occurred at the vacant rail yard at 2nd and A Streets in Eureka. The first fire units on scene found smoke coming from an abandoned building and quickly found and extinguished the fire. Firefighters also searched the building to ensure there was no one inside, and the building was empty. The damage was limited to smoke and heat. Evidence of transient activity is believed to be the cause of the small fire. Arcata Fire also assisted during the incident. More KINS News after this.
Beautiful and inviting, the Benbow Hotel and Resort is known for its fine dining and gracious hospitality. Here you'll find a perfect place for a romantic getaway, special celebration, relaxing solitude, or successful corporate retreat. Play golf, get a massage, read a book, or just relax. Benbow Hotel and Resort is your California Redwood retreat, which is only a short drive, yet feels like it's a world away.
The Board of Supervisors will hear the annual report from the Headwaters Fund Board at today's meeting. The news is good as Headwaters continues its work to provide local businesses with working capital. Over the past year, Headwaters Revolving Loan Fund approved nearly $1 million in gap financing, primarily through the Arcata Redevelopment Commission and REDEC. The Community Investment Fund, which has awarded more than $5 million in grants and loans over the past 9 years, was a key component in providing funding to the Humboldt Bay Harbor District for expanded oyster farming, as well as providing $250,000 to REDEC's continuing work to recruit additional airline service to the airport. Other highlights include the Mini Grant Program, which was able to provide grants for projects ranging from permitting to local bakers. Those highlights and more make up this year's Headwaters Report. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.